Anything to say, Jason? Would you want me to say it?
Andy was supposed to be... Andy Winder's running or heads up youth group, this young man here helps out as well. I'm one of the helpers, and Chris Winder as well. So we're the team that meet every second week on a Friday with the youth. We just had our one last Friday, so if you want to get in sync with praying for us, it was just Friday Bean. So in 2 weeks' time, we're having a progressive dinner. Our last one was a balloon evening in the hall. So if you know any kids around, ask them what the balloon challenges were all about. But really, our mission, it is an outreach, so it's an opportunity for kids to bring their friends along. And essentially, we just get up to all sorts of tricks. So we've had... Nigel's been great at taking that. Was our one. We went up to Manapouri and we had some boat fun. It was a bit choppy, just about broke a few backs zipping around on the biscuits, but had a lot of fun. So every second week we run a program. It is an outreach, as I say. Kids can bring their friends along, but it's also for our Christian kids just to be able to meet together and build tight relationships with the other kids within our church and the community. So it gives them a safe space to do that as well. What I'm thankful about, as you can see, we've got a number of kids coming along, and we're sort of in a bit of a growth phase, actually. We're sort of, the other week, we're sort of wondering how we're going to get everyone transported to where we need to go. We almost need another van. But we're regularly getting sort of 23 odd kids coming along now, sort of as an average at the start from this year. So whereas we used to be getting around about 15, so we've really taken off. So yeah, we're thankful for that. Items of prayer, just pray that all the kids, we do a few activities in that, and you get 30 odd kids running around in the hall, just to keep them safe, they don't bump into and knock each other out, that type of thing, but also that they'll continue to come along, enjoy themselves, bring their friends along, and that we share a message every time they come. We do a devotion. It's not a heavy message, but it's always something that applies to that the Christian kids can get something out of, and also the non-Christian kids can learn something as well. So I just pray that we always use God's word, and I know we just pray that he'll use that to set a seed in those kids' hearts so that they may, if they don't know him already, that they will come to know him, and for the kids that are Christians, that they'll just grow in their faith.
Yeah, great.
Did you want to add anything?
No, I don't think so. No, that's great. Just one of the things that we are beginning to think a little bit more about is how we intentionally disciple some of our young people. So youth group's a great social event, they get a short devotion, but what's the next step in their faith journey? Encouraging them to go deeper in their walk with God and to become committed members of the church where they can also find a place to belong and serve. So that's I guess that's a bit of a prayer point for that youth ministry. And Rab, you are going to pray for the youth group, thank you. Yeah, might as well.
Lord, thank you for the youth group. Thank you that Nigel and Jason and Chris and Andy, you're all committed to running that. And I just want to thank you for them, first of all. And it's one thing to do a youth group for a year or two, but to keep going for so long and to be committed, Lord, please give them energy and help them to have joy in the times that they spend with the kids as well. And help them to know how to develop more of a discipleship focus as well. And we also pray for the kids, Lord, for the youth that come along, that you will enlighten the eyes of their hearts so, Lord, they can really know what is the hope that you've given them, and give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they can know you, Father, and that they will see the urgency, the joy, first of all, of being a believer, but the urgency of talking to other people about you, and that you'll give them, and as the year goes on, in this coming year, you'll increase their skills and their ability to talk to other people and their courage to talk to other people at school about you and invite others along, and that you'll build a core of young people that have a great time together but are also really committed to your purposes in this world and your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Reb. Great. Girls' rally. Kate.
Good morning. It has been a real pleasure to get involved with Girls' Rally this year. So I have a report here which is not written by me, it's from Hannah. So she's asked me to read it out, which is very thoughtful of her. So, the Girls' Rally team currently consists of me, Sarah Grief, Hannah Winder, Isla McNaughton and Isabella Winder as our cadet leaders. We have a regular group of about 9 girls attending, and from all reports they are loving it. The key purpose of Rally, according to the New Zealand Rally motto, is to prepare kids for life, here on earth and with God. Over the past year, we've enjoyed mother-daughter evenings, father-daughter evenings, Winter Olympics, craft nights, movie nights, giant games and s'mores at the Wisemans, a scavenger hunt with the boys at Queen's Park, just to name a few. It's great to have some new faces along this year, and we hope this will continue. As Rally is set up to be an outreach, it's really important to us that we make the most of the time we have with the girls who attend, some of whom are not from Christian homes. While we want Rally to be fun and social, we also want and need to make sure we're opening the Bible together and teaching from it. And so we're using the New Zealand Rally curriculum for our Bible input, written by Rob Morton, who spoke here and at the Bible school last weekend. And our current series is called Starting to Follow Jesus, based on Matthew's Gospel and sharing the big idea that Jesus wants us to follow him. The New Zealand Rally website has a huge amount of information and resources for us to use, and we're loving the structure and the depth that these studies are providing. It's so good to have the Bible teaching series ready to pick up and adapt to suit our needs rather than starting from scratch. Last weekend, some of us attended the Regional Rally Training Day here at RBC, run by Tony and Angela Foster and the New Zealand Rally team. It was great to be encouraged and hear what's happening with Rally around the country. We did workshops on the curriculum, teaching a memory verse, keeping people safe, and looked at the badge system that we might implement here. We are thankful for committed, enthusiastic leaders, committed, enthusiastic girls attending and their supportive parents, those who've been guest speakers for us and or hosted us in their homes, and financial support from RBC. Please pray that those girls attending will continue to build positive relationships with each other and us as leaders, and also that we can continue to introduce the girls to the God who created them and wants to have a relationship with them. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. And Diane is just going to pray for Rally.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the women and girls who are so willing to give up their time to lead the Girls' Rally. We just pray, Lord, that you will give them understanding and encourage them as they build relationships both with the girls and their families. And we also pray, Lord, for wisdom as they delve into your word and teach these young girls your love and your amazing grace. We just thank you in your precious name.
Amen. And Roger is going to come up and report on Boys Rally. Thanks, Roger.
Morning, everyone. Good. Yes, so along with Ben Winder, Tuia and myself, we front Junior Boys Rally ages, sort of, we get them about eight years old, if they're a big eight, to 11, I think, is now the changeover to the youth group. We follow the same criteria as the girls in Rally with the curriculum and whatnot. So the good thing about the New Zealand Rally Council also is they produce a boys Rally Bible, and it's got pictures and whatnot in them. So and they give us a case full of those each year. So each boy gets we make sure they try and get a Boys Rally Bible to take home with them. The boys come from all backgrounds. Where do we get them from? Some are course, from the chapel, but a majority now for outside the chapel, just sort of friends and what have you that have heard about it, and their mums or dads, friends, got someone that come along, it's sort of word of mouth spreads, and we get boys from all sorts of different backgrounds and in places, some of them from other churches that don't run a group per se that of that age group and want something to get their kids into. So whatever it is, we've got about, the numbers wise, we've got about probably 12, which is a nice wee bunch, a good bunch of boys, and we try and have a lot of fun with them is the main thing, and have the input of the devotion in it as well. So anything else, Nigel?
Do you have a prayer need?
Just for unity for the boys. We always try and look for them to work together rather than by themselves in games and things, and sort of progress their skill level and also, of course, with the gospel message that they retain it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. So you're wanting them to learn some life skills as well as introduce them to God, which is a fantastic combination.
Yeah, great.
Thank you, Roger. Really appreciate you guys.
Team effort.
It's great team effort. And Gerald's going to pray for boys' rally.
Thanks for that, Roger. When I was doing boys' rally, we used to pray for the king, and we had a queen, and now I thought I'd better look up the motto, and I find from 1 Peter 2:17, I assume it's still the motto, which says, show proper respect for everyone, love the family of believers, fear God, honour the emperor. So I can't win. We've got a king now, and we're to honour the emperor. But look, it is great to honour one another, and to really, I applaud what you guys are doing. So thank you for that. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for Roger and the team that encourage Boys Rally here at Rosedale Chapel. Lord, we just are so thankful for that. We thank you that your word is not muzzled, but is going forth. We thank you that it is bearing fruit, and we thank you for each child that has heard your good news and has the choice to accept the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. Lord, we want to pray for this family. We want to pray for unity. We thank you for each of the boys that come, and Lord, they come from different backgrounds, but we just pray that they would work as a team and that they would build one another up, that there would be Christians come from this group, Lord, and we just thank you so much for the leaders. Lord, may it continue, we do pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate that. I'll take
So I'm Hayley, so I run playgroup with Brittany, along with Hannah Squires and Viv Fitzgerald and Isabel Blythe. Hannah. So that's on a Thursday morning every week from 9:30 to 11:30. We have, Nigel's got some pictures.
Sneaky, eh?
Very good. So yeah, we're quite busy at the moment. We do have lots of parents and lots of kids and some grandparents that come. Now these people are from just the community, so some are from Christian families and some are not. We provide a space where people can come. They feel really relaxed. They can chat away with everyone. I feel like everyone's included. Everyone will always get talked to because we're a reasonably small sort of environment. And there's definitely times when the parents that come really come because they're needing to really have a good chat and just connect and just have that sense of community with children and other mums who are going through the same thing. we have lots of babies, we have toddlers and preschoolers, and we actually have some up to 7-year-olds, because we have some homeschooling children that come as well. So we have lots of different activities that we set up, which is a range of that cater for all those age groups. I've brought a couple of wee kids that were past, used to come to playgroup, but we just thought we'd ask them about something they remember about playgroup that they really liked. And then one of her wee kids has told her something that she could say that he enjoys at the moment. So what's something that you used to love about playgroup, Amelia?
When we had a morning tea.
Yeah, the morning tea. We have really good morning teas. Sometimes Nigel will have some of our morning tea. The children have a really good morning tea / just about lunch, and same with the parents as well. So we have lots and lots of good food. What about you, Grace? What can you remember?
I like creating stuff about God with my friends.
Yeah, that's a good one. Absolutely. And what did he tell you that he really liked?
Well, on Thursday just been, we had the hall cleared out, and the kids bought their own bikes, and they just did laps and laps and laps. So you had 20 children on bikes. We were lucky we didn't have injuries. Babies crawling in between them. So that was his fun time. And like the kids, even my girls, have got good friends from playgroup, and now that they're off to school, they don't see them very often, but they still have very good memories and love getting together and playing with those friends that they made back in playgroup.
And one other thing, I just had a quick read of our role. So currently we've got 31 children on our that's enrolled in our playgroup. So there is a lot of, we do have a lot of kids. Which we're really thankful for.
Have you got a particular prayer need for playgroup?
Just these are mums that we're dealing with, and a lot of them are from the community, and they don't have the peace and the hope and the joy that we have, and we want to share that with them. For the 2 hours that we get them on a Thursday morning, we want to encourage them with our conversations and our actions, just to point them a wee bit closer to God, so that they might see the light and that they can influence that on their children and their husbands. The conversations we have can be quite deep. Some of them are going through some awful stuff. So just lift up our mums and our children.
Yep. Thank you. And Robin, you're going to pray for the playgroup this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Hayley and Brittany and girls.
Let us pray. Lord, we lift up playgroup and we pray for the leaders and teachers. Lord, we thank you for their time and commitment to nurturing and teaching our children in the faith with love and discipline. For in Proverbs 22:6, you said, "Train up a child in the way of the Lord, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it." We pray that you may continue to guide them and the wider church, that we may stay true to your word, thanking you for your work on the cross, that only by grace we are made righteous to dwell in your presence, but that we may also remember what you said in John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Lord, we pray for the children. Soften their hearts and open their minds, that they may hear your word and grow to love and serve you. And so, as in John 14:14, when Jesus said, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it," we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Robin. All right, we've got two to go. You're doing well, folks. There's an awful lot happening in the church, eh? For a relatively small church, it's pretty incredible. Brian, come on up. Brian and Jeremy are involved in Fuel on Sunday mornings. I'm going to let Brian tell you about that. I won't steal his thunder.
Thunder. Jeremy and I have the privilege of having the Year 7s the odd year of 12 snuck in there, and we're very lucky that Nigel has organised a wonderful set of videos at the moment on Joseph. So we watch a bit of a video and then we try to ask them questions, and you can imagine how successful I am not at getting them to talk. But we discovered that they love trivia. So what we do now is we do the stuff quiz first, and you should see them go. They love it. They're talking and interacting, and the byproduct of that is that once we actually start getting into a bit of the lesson, they're actually verbalising and engaging and thinking a little bit more. So it's actually been a real plus. Helen asked me, so what's the aim? What's the aim of FUEL? And I went, really? It's a very subtle aim of we want them to come to the church and hear the message in a positive, engaging, fun way. So they're going, so there's a whole lot of life lessons that we hope that are imparting up there, that we're kind of sneaking in the odd little message without them fully realising some of the life and skills and the Bible showing them the way. So they can kind of understand what the Bible's talking to them and how they're going to use that in their everyday life. So, yeah.
And thanks, Brian. Really appreciate you giving up sitting here during the teaching in the church. Not getting to sit with your wife.
No.
Oh, no, that's great. And I think, Turia, you're going to pray about FUEL? Thank you.
Okay, let's pray for our FUEL kids and our teachers. Father, we thank you once again that you give us opportunity to speak words of life into our young people. And we pray, Father, as we think about that name FUEL and how it brings an image of empowering, of just allowing these kids to run for you, Lord. We thank you that you have your spirit, and we pray that as these young people come to know you, Father, that you will just make them alive for you. Lord, we thank you for the teachers. We thank you, Father, for the time and dedication they've put in. And we pray that you might lift up these young teens. May they indeed follow you, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now, last report, but definitely not the least, Isabella's going to come and tell us about Rosedale Kids, and then Anne's going to pray.
Currently, the Rosedale Kids team consists of myself, Katie Winder, Andrew Perry, and Hannah Winder. We also have numerous other people from the Rosedale congregation coming in to present stories and share with us, and we are very grateful to these people. The key purpose of Rosedale Kids is to explore the big story of the Bible together, to grow our relationship with God. We are still working our way through the New Testament of the Jesus Storybook Bible, which shows us the big story of the whole Bible, reminding us that every single part of it points us to Jesus, our rescuer, and his never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. Recently, like the adult teaching, we have also done a series about prayer. Some things we are thankful for are committed leaders and more wanting to serve in this area, our strong intergenerational focus where the adults and young people can share, learn and support each other, and the great biblical resources we have to use. Some things to pray for are children attending on a more regular basis, growth in relationships with each other and God, continual strengthening of the intergenerational relationships.
Our loving Lord and Heavenly Father, we're here today to bring you our praise and worship and to thank you for all you do for us and for our church family. And Lord, we want to bring Rosedale Kids to you. We thank you for the leaders, for each one of them. We thank you for the preparation and the prayer that they put in to the in for the time they spend with the children. Lord, we pray for each child who attends as well. And we pray that together they will build strong bonds of friendship and trust with each other, Lord, and with you. And Lord, we thank you for the work that is being done, and Lord, for the results that are happening, Lord. We just want to praise you and thank you for each person involved at Rosedale Kids, teachers and children, and we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Great. Thank you so much, everyone, for, wow, there's an awful lot going on, isn't there? And so many people involved in making it happen. But wait, there's actually more. Today, this morning, we've really only just highlighted some of the specific ministries that happen here out of Rosedale. But to name a few others, without having reports, there's people that run the prayer chain. There's the worship team and the sound team. There's the pastoral care that happens. There's the rosters and those of you that put your hand up to serve the morning tea and to clean the church and to look after all the other things that happen, the business committee, home groups, fellowship groups. And then there's the other local mission stuff that we support, like CWCI, Scripture Union Camps and Ministry, Sports Chaplaincy, Prison Work, Overseas Mission. It's incredible, isn't it? It's actually just incredible that when we as God's people work together as the family of God, just how much God can achieve through us. And that's what we want to celebrate this morning. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for all that he is doing. And there is a real sense of momentum, just as there was for the early church at Pentecost, that when the Holy Spirit came upon the people, his presence was with them, they realized their purpose, and with great power, they went about God's work. Happy birthday, church. You're doing an amazing job, and I think God can be very pleased with each and every one of you for the part that you play in his local expression of church here at Rosedale Bible Chapel. So, give yourselves a big clap. And let's give God an even bigger clap, because it's all his work. I'm now going to hand over to the Chairman of the Elders, Mr. Graham Fletcher, who is going to lead us through something. A little more official, I think. Thank you, Graham. And I will clear out of the way.
Fear not. It's not going to be tedious or difficult. We have an obligation to, as an incorporated society, to go through a process called the annual general meeting. Peter's got some extra copies of the financial report, chairman's report, and last year's minutes. So please just help yourselves. Robin and Peter are just going to just hand those around. There's also a sheet of please to record your attendance, and if you know someone who's not here, who liked their apology put in, that is also somewhere going around. So while that's happening, we might have to wait for the minutes. But most of you had it during the week and will remember them anyway. And you were here last year. So we have the minutes from May 2022. And I'll wait just half a moment in case people haven't got their copy. Thanks, Nigel, for arranging this morning. Isn't it fantastic? Fun? Exciting. All God's momentum. And we're really privileged to have such a wealth of God-given talent among us. How are those minutes going on? You digested them? Because I'm going to ask someone to confirm that they are an accurate record of the meeting and that the common seal be affixed thereon. Now, the reason for that is it was pointed out to me that our common seal is to be put attached to the copy of the minutes. And I thought, huh. So I went back to the Constitution, and there it was. So we'll do it properly this year. So I'd like to move the minutes of the annual general meeting of 29 May 2022 be approved. Ask for a seconder and then ask for any discussion. Do you have a seconder? Oh, thanks, Roger. Any discussion? All in favour, say aye. Contrary, no. That's agreed. And when I ask for any discussion, does anyone have any comments that they'd like to add to it? We all get another opportunity as well. Yep. I'd like now to have the apologies to be ratified, be agreed. I'd like to move that the apologies that are being circulated. Are there any other apologies someone hasn't got on the list? What I'm going to do is not quite have the names called out, but if you have it there, please just add it to the list. So I'd like someone other than me to move that the apologies be sustained. Thanks, Nigel. And a seconder? Thanks, Jason. Sorry. All in favour, say aye. Contrary, no. That's agreed. We have the chairman's report, which has been distributed, and I don't intend to read it because I'm sure most of you have been to school and can manage that fine. But is there anyone who would like to make any comment about the chairman's report or ask any questions? I'm happy to answer it. Someone said it was very good. Oh, well, thank you. And just one little wee tiny thing there, quite at the end there, a bit of important admin stuff. We'll just have to keep an eye out in the next 18 months or so. There's a new Act of Parliament governing inquiry societies, of which we're one. We're going to have to make some changes. The principal change in the legislation is to make an incorporated society member-centric rather than leadership-centric. So our rules at the moment are it's leadership-centric because we believe that the elders have the responsibility for the church, but the law is going to change. It is changing, and we will have to rewrite our constitution or think about a different kind of legal structure. And we'll be announcing that later in the year and have some discussion on it, because everyone is really important to be involved. So I'd like to move that the chairman's report be received. Do you have a seconder? Yep, thanks, Josiah. All in favour say aye. Contrary, no. That's agreed. Thank you. Now for the exciting part. Josiah's got dressed up for presenting the annual financial reports.
And out of it. Right, morning all. I'm Josiah, and I'm the Financial Administrator for Rosedale, and I am pleased to present the performance report for the year ended 31 December 2022. Right, so I hope everyone who wants one has a copy. I have, there's an extra copy here, but I have my copy up here, so you can follow along. I have page notes so that you know where I'm at, but I also have screenshots of the things that I'm highlighting out so that you can see if you don't have it in front of you. So if we start on page 3, this is just a compilation report disclaimer from the accountant, basically removing them from liability, because obviously it's pretty standard practice in the industry. We have one on all our reports I do in my commercial practice, and it's just because they don't know the reliability of the information that we have. So that's just why that's there. And of course, they were prepared by SBA Accounting, as you'll be able to see from the watermark that's on every page. All right, so if we go on to pages 6 and 7, this is the statement of service performance. which is basically just what the entity does, what Rosedale does in words. So you can have a look through that at your own leisure. I won't go through that, but it's required for charities to have this as part of their report. Now, the fun part, on pages 8 to 10, we have the financial statements. And these are just the aggregated figures for the year 1 January to 31 December. Rosedale operates on a calendar year financial basis as opposed to the standard April to March. And there's further note, further details in the notes on pages 11 to 16, which split out the figures. So you'll be able to see that red arrow there, those little numbers, that remains refer to the note in the back. Right, so on page 8, we have the statement of financial performance, which is also known as income statement or a statement of profit and loss. And it runs on an accrual basis, not a cash basis, which basically means it's on when the invoice is dated rather than when the payment is made. As some of you will be aware, like in business you have credit terms where you invoice and then you pay on the 20th of the next month. So this report is on invoice basis. And so here you see that I've highlighted donations are down $19,000 from 2021. And this is, of course, just a, there's been an average 15% decrease year on year for 5 years from 2018. So this is just a carrying on of that sort of trend. I found kind of interesting, though, that the bag donations were down 11,000 from last year, but the direct credits were steady, so they're still with about $100,000. So that drop in donation receipts is mainly due to the bag donations being down. And also the interest income is up 70%, which is basically due to the interest rate increase that we've seen rather than the term deposit balance being up, which because they've stayed steady. And onto the expenses, which is a little further down. Most of the operating expenses are steady from the last year. That other expenses line, that was just some historic loans that were written off in 2021. They were being carried forward for a number of years. They just happened to be written off last year. So the main things, the main reasons why the expenses are up is, first of all, insurance is up $2,000. And actually, I was talking with Jeremy Thom, who's the youth pastor at ICBC, and he was saying that apparently insurance companies hate churches because we have so many keys lying about. It's just a nightmare for them. But so the other big ticket item was the repairs and maintenance, which is up $20,000. And that's because of the roof replacement and the asbestos removal that happened in the last year. On page 9, we have the statement of financial position, which is also known as the balance sheet. This just records the assets that the church has, things that it owns against the liabilities that it owes, although the church doesn't really owe anything. And so Graham mentioned the constitution, which is the rules that the church runs by, which requires that we distribute any net assets on the winding up of the incorporated society to charitable purposes. No members allowed to have any of it. Just thought I'd mention that. There's not much to note on the balance sheet. Pretty much everything's the same, other than cash is down because obviously we've been spending more than we've been taking in, and the term deposits are up because of the interest has gone up. Now on page 10 is the statement of cash flows, which records the cash in and out, and that's basically we've had a decrease in cash out because donations are down and expenses are up. Although there's also there cash out, which is donations made, and I just thought I'd highlight some of the causes that we support with the money that comes in. So some of these are GC3, Fountain of Peace, Bright Hope World, Sons, Sports Chaplaincy, the Ashbys and the Knee Houses. So all those donations that you give, this is where some of that money's going to. Now, this isn't part of the financial statements, but these are things that I just wanted to highlight. So cash gifts that you give to Rosedale that are $5 or more, you're eligible for a rebate from IRD. You can claim back one third of it. So say if you give $100, you can claim back $33 from them. And these donations, we issue them yearly based on an April-March year. And so we generally issue them in about April of the following year. So those have just gone out this previous month. But also if you could label any bag donations that you give, because then you can actually claim a rebate on it. We just have to know who's giving the money to be able to give you the donation rebate. The IRD changed the rules a number of years ago where we basically have to keep 75% of our giving within New Zealand to be able to maintain our charitable status. which is why, yeah, a lot of our things tend to focus on New Zealand just to keep that tax exempt status. But also, I think it was, I can't remember who I was talking with, but I think New Zealand is probably our main mission field anyway. Like, people tend to think out there is where the mission is, but I think it's probably more important that we kind of focus on where we are, sort of thing. That's our primary purpose. And also, I just wanted to highlight the constitution, and which is the rules that Rosedale runs by, there up on the charities register, along with prior year's financial statements. Now, does anyone have any questions? No, no questions? Right. I'd like to move a motion that we approve the financial statements for the year ended December 2022. Do I have a second? Yep. Joe? I guess if anyone agrees, say aye. Aye. Any contrary? No? Perfect. Thank you. That's that.
Thanks, Josiah. It's never easy your first time up. And we have one other matter, which is the confirmation of officers. And the folk whose names are listed there, Graham Fletcher, Neville Knight, Nigel Winder, Tuia Mitchell, are elders. Jeremy Rees, Jason Erskine, and Roger Burt are on the finance committee, business committee. And each of those has agreed their names to be recorded as officers for the charity services register. So I will ask if there are any other. Failing that, I'd like to ask someone to confirm the officers as listed. Thanks, Sai, and seconded by Peter Fitzgerald. Thank you. All in favour say aye. Country, no. That's agreed. And is there any general business? Anything that anyone wants to talk about regarding Rosedale? We've had all the great stuff this morning about our ministry, and the statutory obligations is just another part of that ministry. So thanks, everybody, for coming out. This part of it can be a bit of a chore, can't it? But we can still celebrate. And I'll hand back to Nigel and for our time of communion.
Thank you, Graham, and thank you, Josiah. That's fabulous. We're in good hands. We were meant to have had a song before that part of the program, so we're going to do that now, and then we're just going to finish off our service with communion and a final song. So I don't know if I mentioned it at the start, but we're very fortunate to have some extra members of the ukulele group that meet here. How often do you meet? Is it fortnightly? Well, it is weekly. So very warm welcome to you guys, and we look forward to you leading us in the next song. So thanks, Viv.